Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's be joined right now by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joins us today on The Drive. Patrick, appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me as always.
Doing good, man. We were just talking about your rehab. How is everything going?
It's going great, man. I mean, just continually progressing, continue to attack it every single day, and we're getting better quickly, and I'm excited to get back out there as soon as possible.
I saw some pictures earlier in the offseason where you had the boot, and then I saw some ones where you didn't have the boot. How happy were you to finally get out of that thing?
Yeah, I was extremely happy. When we went in to have the surgery, where it timed up, we were shooting for the Masters to be the day that I can kind of get out and get out of the boot and kind of have the shoe on, and we were able to make it there in time. And so just kind of, like you said, you stay on schedule, you're even a little ahead of schedule, you just keep continue to push and set goals for yourself and attack them.
So take us there to the Masters. I don't know about you, but my Thursdays aren't spent with going to Augusta National and then hanging out with the number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence, the way that yours were. How was your experience down at Augusta National?
It was good. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, to see how nice that course is, and then to see some of those guys hit some of the shots that they did in person. And for me, I haven't been to a lot of golf tournaments. But to be at that one and the experience, I mean, there's nothing like it. Obviously, I still stayed for 2 days, and they got to walk around there. But it's just crazy to see how talented those guys are at golf compared to someone like me.
So you say you watched. How much golf did you get to play? Like, I don't know if you got there maybe on like a Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe they let you sneak out there and play like four or five holes. Like, have you actually got the opportunity to play Augusta National?
I haven't yet. I'm hoping maybe at some point this offseason might get out there and get to play it. Pretty tight group of people that are allowed to be out there, but hopefully I can find the right connection that might give me a chance to play it.
Patrick, I don't want to like blow your head up or anything, but like I kind of feel like you're one of those people that like if you really want to play, it's like two phone calls and you could be playing with like some like Fortune 500 CEO or somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know a couple guys that are members out there, and so we've been in talks about maybe making a little trip here or there. It's the only thing with the schedule I have. It's pretty busy, but I hope I can make some room and get out there here soon.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, on The Drive. You've had a very busy offseason, and it's just started. You welcomed your daughter, Sterling. How is that going?
It's going amazing. I mean, learning a lot every single day. Learning what she likes, learning what she doesn't like, and trying to figure out the best way to keep her happy as much as possible. I mean, it's truly an amazing experience, and we'll continue to learn as we go.
What is that first day like when you bring her home from the hospital? Because just having my first child, when you see your face on another human being, it is one of the most mind-blowing things that I've ever experienced in my entire life. What was it finally seeing and holding her for the first time?
I mean, it was something crazy. I mean, it's hard to explain it unless you've had a child before. I know the first night I had to hold her the entire night. And I said it was like 5 in the morning, even though she was asleep, just because I didn't want to make sure that everything was going perfect and there was nothing wrong. And so you learn as you go. You can let them do certain things and they'll be perfectly fine. And you just try to continue to do whatever you can to keep them in the best position possible.
So let's say that tonight it's like 2 a.m. in the morning and the baby's crying. So who has to get up, you or Brittany?
I mean, Brittany's been waking up every single time, but she didn't even give me the chance to wake up by myself. I mean, I'll wake up, and I'll make sure everything's going good, and I'll kind of be that cheerleader on the sideline, and then I'm like, all right, are you good? And she's always like, yeah. And I end up falling back asleep. But I mean, she's a champ. I mean, she's up every time. I'm just kind of the cheerleader on the sideline and kind of make sure everything's going good and whatever she needs, I'll try to go do.
You talk about being a cheerleader on the sideline. I'm not the passer that you are, but whenever it comes to diaper duty, that is one of the first things that I pass. I mean, I have like Patrick Mahomes' ability when it comes to passing off diaper duty. I want nothing to do with it.
Oh man, it's a different scene. It's something that I'm not always the most excited to do, but if Brittany asks me to do it, I make sure to do that because I know that's one thing I can do by myself, and it doesn't require mama all the time.
So you also got a lot of other things happening this offseason, wedding plans. Where are you guys sitting in terms of date set, all of that stuff to you and Brittany becoming married?
Yeah, it's actually going to be at the very beginning of next offseason. And we've been kind of going through the plans of all that, get everything set up. We kind of just with having Sterling and obviously with COVID still going on, we wanted to make sure we gave ourselves enough time that we can have it and have all the family members that we want there.
So I saw earlier today in the press conference that you had been vaccinated. How long ago was it vaccinated? And everybody on this show is vaccinated. I know I certainly had some symptoms afterwards. Rob, he also had some as well. What were your experiences like with getting vaccinated?
Yeah, I think it was exactly. I just wanted to get vaccinated for obviously to keep Sterling as safe as possible and other people around me as safe as possible. And I had a little bit of symptoms. I know other people that have had worse symptoms than I did, but I mean it was really only throughout the night. I had a little tough time sleeping that one night after that I got it, and then the next day I was perfectly fine. I actually got to go play golf the next day, so I wasn't feeling in too bad of shape.
I felt like I played in a football game. My body was absolutely worn down from the COVID vaccine. Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes for a few more minutes, just catching up with him on the off season. Let's talk about the team and let's talk about football. When you sort of look at the offseason moves that you guys have made so far, what do you think? What are your reaction to what has been done so far heading into the draft?
Yeah, I think we've gotten a lot of good guys in that really love football and really want to compete. And I think that's the biggest thing is we're going to have competition in every single room in that locker room. I think we have the guys that really, really can get after it and they're going to embrace that and treat it as a challenge to go out there and earn their spot. I've always believed that competition breeds excellence. And so we're excited to be able to have those type of guys in the locker room to try to make another run at this thing.
I got to ask you about it. I read a lot of stories over the offseason about your pursuit of Trent Williams. I don't know how much inside football and personal conversations you want to go, but when you were talking to Trent, how close do you think he was to actually becoming a member of the team?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it was close. I think it was down to kind of us and the 49ers, and he ended up going to the 49ers. To me, it was more of a connection where he's from a town about 25 minutes away from my hometown and obviously a great football player. So we have a lot of mutual contacts and kind of just reached out to see what his interest level would be like coming to Kansas City. And I think it was close, but at the same time, I know he has a great connection with the coaching staff there, and obviously, the money didn't hurt too much as well going there, and obviously we missed out on that one. But I think we got a lot of other great guys that'll be able to compete and do just a fine job.
Yeah, obviously can't fault him for the contract that he signed, especially given his age. Big time deal from him. Another player was Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm not sure how familiar you are with him. I know you guys did some Madden campaign stuff a couple of years ago when you were on the cover of Madden. Juju told the story about Andy Reid sort of trying to attract him to come to Kansas City. Were you involved? Were you trying to push to get Juju here in Kansas City?
I didn't know. I knew him just about as much as everybody else on that one. I think it was kind of a quicker last-minute thing that we kind of got in on, and we saw there was a little bit of an opportunity there. But I think that was more of a – not. They didn't throw me in there to reach out or anything like that. I know that they kind of just – maybe kind of went for him there at the end, and he wanted to stay home in Pittsburgh, and I think that's where he's going to be happy staying there.
You watch as much college football as any NFL player that I've ever talked to. Coming up for the draft, do you offer input? Do you offer advice? Do they come to you? Do you guys have any conversations about sort of how you feel about players just from how much college football that you watch personally?
There's definitely conversations about certain players here and there, but I think it's just more with me and Deitch and Coach Reed all just loving football as much that we just talk about players just in general. But at the same time, I have complete trust that those guys know what they're doing. They've built a great culture here with a lot of great players that are extremely talented. And if they ask me questions about stuff that I see, I'll for sure answer them. But at the end of the day, I'll let those guys make the picks. And they can usually do a good job of having a lot of guys that can really play football in this locker room.
Today we saw that Alex Smith, his career came to an end. He announced it earlier on Instagram. Certainly a guy that was very critical to your career and kind of helping you get to this point. Tell us more about Alex, just kind of what kind of person he is, because to me, it takes an overwhelming amount of strength to overcome the injury that he came back from and then play at a relatively high level last season.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of said it, but that's just kind of his whole entire career. I mean, he dealt with a lot of adversity early in his career that he battled through and became better because of it. And I think he was the guy that knew who he was and what type of player that he was and what type of man that he was. And he went out there every single day with that chip on his shoulder to be the best teammate that he could possibly be. And you saw that in every single stop, obviously in San Francisco and then in Kansas City. It's really changing the culture here in those early years with Coach Reed of making it a winning culture year in and year out. And then getting to Washington, and even before his injury there, they were on a run to make the playoffs. And then him being injured and being able to come back from that and get them right back into the playoffs again, it just shows the type of winner that he is, and obviously a great guy as well. And it taught me a ton of not only on the field of how to play the game, but off the field of how to conduct yourself in that winning mentality. And he was one of the first people to text me when Sterling was born to congratulate me and give me advice about being a dad. I mean, that's just the type of person that he is every single day.
I've been wanting to ask you this for about 2 or 3 months, so I'm very happy that you're finally on the show today. I am the biggest Law & Order fan that I know. I have seen every single episode of SVU. I'm watching this new Organized Crime. So hearing that you also binge watch Law & Order was maybe my favorite development in our relationship. I'm so happy to know that you love Law & Order the way that I do.
No, I'm a huge fan. It started when I was very young. I used to watch it back in like literally middle school, high school times. And then I had it on Netflix. I like binge watched it on Netflix in college. And then I kind of took a tiny bit of a break when I got to the NFL. But I've been back on it heavy these last few years. And I went back to Texas for a little bit, and I recorded the Organized Crime one. And I haven't watched it yet, so you can't give me any spoilers.
I'm just here telling you that just like you already know that Stabler comes back, but whenever Stabler and Benson are like standing there and they finally see each other for the first time in 15 years, I almost got emotional and cried in that moment because it has been such a long time without him.
No, I mean, it had to, and I'm looking forward to see the explanation that they give us, because, I mean, if you look back at the time, it just kind of like Stabler just kind of disappeared, man. It wasn't like they kind of did him off or anything. It just kind of just happened. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the explanation that they come up with.
So you got challenged to a pickleball game against Julian Marquez. Do you have any interest in playing pickleball against Marquez?
I do. It's going to take me a couple more weeks at least to get to where I'm able to get out there and play on the pickleball court. And then as long as they don't get back to Brett Beach, I think I'll be pretty much in the clear.
So who's winning in this game, you or him?
I'm pretty good at pickleball. I say so myself. As long as you guys doesn't like try to take me down or anything like that, I think I'm in pretty good shape of coming out with a dub in the end.
And I just want to tell you before you get off, and I appreciate your time, I'm a little upset at this influence that you've had on quarterbacks, because I'm sure you saw Villanova. That quarterback tried to be you. Now, some people can do that. Like, you have the physical traits to do this, but I wouldn't advise all of these young quarterbacks to make these unorthodox throws because they don't have your ability.
Yeah, no. The craziest part about the whole thing was it was third down. They were down, I think, like 10 to 14 points, and they were for sure going to go for it on fourth and one. If it had been a fourth and one, I'd have kind of understood it. But he just said, man, third down, I got this in my bag. And he made the behind-the-back somersault throw, and it worked out perfectly.
I couldn't believe when I saw the throw, and then you commented on it, and I was just like, yeah, like everybody had the same conclusion that I had. That looks like Patrick Mahomes out there making that play. That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us to catch up with this offseason. Patrick, always good talking to you, man. I want to say congrats again to you and your family on the birth of your daughter, man, and also look forward to having you on later on in the season.
Yes, sir. Always great to be here.